Sadhya, to me, love is peace.
Yes.
For instance, I example a couple. When they love each other, is peace between them. Usually no argument, no separation, no... It includes everything, no fight.
Yes. Because you forget, each one in that couple that you're talking about, they for a while they forget themselves. They're so infatuated with the other person, they forget themselves.
Yeah.
And each, when two people forget themselves, they experience peace.
That's
but that's not lasting. What is lasting? Then fights starts and finding fault. What is lasting is that with no reason, no object of loving, no subject of giving love, we learn to be content. And a person that has desire cannot be content. It's impossible. Or a person that runs around all the time cannot be content. So it's all, in other words, chill out.
Relax, bird.
Chill out. And it's tough.
It also reminds me, Satyam Janapa, how you say you can't serve two masters. Like you either serve the desires or you serve the other side.
There's nothing wrong with the desires. That I've been really watching my desires. There's nothing wrong with the desires as long as it does not take away your peace. If it's not an intense desire, where it consumes you, is a harmless desire. Go for it. If you want an ice cream, have an ice cream. If you want to do different things, or we're not nitpicking. We're talking about those desires that consumes people. There was a guy that came to Sai Center many, many years ago. Remember, I think his name was Steve. And we knew him at least for 15 years, and then he ended up in England. He was chasing a rainbow and wouldn't give up. He constantly thought if he does this, he will become very rich.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the things he went after was of any value, except it consumed him. It was miserable. But it was so intense that he couldn't even hear other people saying, wait, don't go, stop. These are the type of desire, vasanas, that follows us after death and brings us back to another life.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, on this path, we really have a very small bazaar. We really, max desire we have is, should we have spaghetti or, you know?
Salad.
Or kebab.
Salad.
That's why we have more peace than other people, and we serve, just like Baba says, because of that we're more service oriented, we have less violence, we have more truth in our mind, and we have more love in our heart. So actually we're living what Baba says.
I found that even just violence, that tension, because we were already not violent, but like the thought of harm, like doing harm to anything, is this not a part of us in any way?
Well, it is. It definitely is a part of us,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. Anytime you think of something, a thought comes that is violent.
Mm-hmm.
You're still entertaining violent. And every time you say something unkind to someone...
Or in your mind.
Well, whatever, it's violent. But there's degree of all of this, you know? Again, like desire. Some are harmless,
mm-hmm.
some more harmful. But the main thing is our sincerity to achieve what Bhagavad says. To the different degrees. So will you please read it again and see if we have a better understanding?
Love as thought is truth. Love as action is right living. Love as feeling is peace. Love as understanding is non-violence.